Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged Monday to carry out a strong response to a rocket strike that killed 12 children in the Israel-controlled Golan Heights. Netanyahu visited the site in Majdal Shams, where he iterated Israel's accusation that the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group was responsible for the rocket that struck a soccer field over the weekend. Hezbollah has denied the accusation. The attack has further raised fears of an escalated conflict in the region, where Hezbollah and Yemen's Houthi militants, both of whom are backed by Iran, have been carrying out attacks they say are in support of Hamas. Jonathan Ruwe, director of foreign policy at the Jewish Institute for National Security of America, told VOA that the potential for escalation between Israel and Hezbollah is the highest it's been since the October start of the Gaza war.
Both sides seemingly did not really want to go to a full-fledged war and try to establish some rules of engagement in their escalation. But eventually, when this goes on and on, some things go wrong, and that's what happened.
Venezuela's opposition say they have proof that challenger Edmundo Gonzalez defeated President Nicolas Maduro in Sunday's presidential elections as street demonstrations against Maduro's victory turned deadly. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
His most recent win cements his third term in office and extends the Socialist Party's 25-year rule. Throughout the years, Maduro has presided over an economic collapse, the migration of about a third of the population, and sanctions imposed by the U.S. The Venezuelan Electoral Authority said Maduro won 51% of the vote on Sunday, but independent pollsters say it was a decisive win for opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Gonzalez has repeatedly warned against bloodshed. However, on TV Monday morning, Maduro claimed paid agitators assaulted electoral agency officers.
This is VOA News. Police in Britain are seeking answers as to what motivated a knife attack in northwest England that left two children dead and six others critically injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police are questioning a suspect as they try to understand what motivated a 17-year-old boy to attack children at a summer vacation dance and yoga class in Southport, northwest England, killing two children and injuring 11 people. Two of the adults and six of the children remain in critical condition in local hospitals. Police say detectives are not treating Monday's attack as terror-related and aren't looking for any other suspects. Local people left flowers and stuffed animals in tribute at a police cordon, and a vigil is planned for later Tuesday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Firefighters in California Monday worked to contain more of the massive Park Fire in Northern California amid milder temperatures and higher humidity. But the sixth largest blaze in the state's history continues to grow. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The Park Fire grew slightly to scorch some 370,000 acres as of Monday evening, according to CAL FIRE. That's after it doubled in size over the weekend to become the country's largest active wildfire. Here's CAL FIRE Public Information Officer Sergio Arellano.
We can kind of say that there was a lot of fuel in the area where the fire started, and coupled with the winds, where we've seen a little rise in wind, that I think it was just the right recipe to get this fire going and going really quickly.
The fire was about 14% contained by Monday evening. Some 4,800 firefighters focused on building and strengthening control lines, hoping to bring more of the fire to heal. But changing conditions threatened to undo that progress.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reporting. President Joe Biden went public Monday with major changes he's proposing for the U.S. Supreme Court, an enforceable code of ethics, term limits for justices, and a constitutional amendment that would limit the justices' recent decision on presidential immunity. There's almost no chance that the proposal passing a closely divided Congress, as AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst explains.
All these proposals would require congressional approval, which could be challenging in this era of a divided Congress. And some of the details are still to be worked out. Still, term limits have generally been broadly popular in polling. This proposal would limit justices to 18-year terms. The Supreme Court recently adopted its first formal code of ethics. It doesn't have an enforcement mechanism, and imposing one would present some rather thorny legal questions about exactly who might do the enforcing.
That's AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.